Nick, welcome back to the Impossible Network.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you. I'm doing well.
In these crazy lockdown times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nicer to see you in person, but this is what it is.
Right, there you go. Well, the reason we wanted to bring you back on is since we last spoke to you about Give Momentum, times have changed and you've been doing some really interesting work around the app. So perhaps you could start with just an explanation to our listeners and hopefully viewers now on YouTube that about what Give Momentum is, its genesis, and what your latest initiative is.
Sure. So Momentum is a online fundraising platform and app. Basically, it's a system where people donate based on what they do and what they care about. So, for example, every time Trump tweets, people give 10 cents to the ACLU. Or every time you go out to eat.
They're doing very well at the moment.
They are doing well at the moment. Although you can choose any nonprofit in the country. Every time you go out to eat, it can add 10% and move it to people who need food.
Which we aren't doing.
But we are doing other things that, of course, you can tie donations to, right? We're having Zoom calls, you know, we're going on walks, we're texting our parents or our family, we're doing a lot of things, I think, that for us, we're thinking about building things around. So we were already in the midst of partnerships and already in the midst of building various things when this happened. And we happened to be in a, we have the infrastructure already set up. So we had a ton of people reach out. And as this all changed, we'd hired our first set of partnerships and we shifted everybody over to coronavirus initiatives. They're split into two buckets, really. One thing, so the first thing we did was we put up cancelcorona.org.
Let me just share screen so we can have a look at it as you're talking. So share screen. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Although I'm hearing you guys are hearing more birds too now that there's less human activity.
Okay, yeah, so cancel corona.
Yeah, this was the first thing we thought of and we put it up pretty quickly. The idea was that, or the idea really is that people can come in and calculate how much you're saving, essentially, right? People are not commuting, they're not going out to eat, as you said, they're not going out to drink. And so you can come in and you can commute how much you'd be spending on that sort of thing and donate it to fight the pandemic, right? To frontline healthcare workers, to people developing a vaccine, to organizations helping people that are unemployed, a range of these things.
Let me show one of them. Which one should I show?
Anyone is fine.
Let's do the donate drinks. So this is based on calculating of what I would be spending if I was going out at night in New York.
That's right.
Okay. Right, here we go. Oh, you got 8 people currently using it. Right, so average days bar per week, let's say 3. Let's say beers, 1. 2 glasses of wine. And not a cocktail. There you go. Calculate. Whoa, it's $13. Wow, that's cool.
Right.
And then I click next.
You hit next. You can edit that. And now you would go through the web app. So.
All right. Got it.
What I'll do is, I'll give you a brief overview of where we're at and what's happening with it.
Sure. Sounds good.
So one thing we're doing across the board, and here's a fine example, is that we're adding in some I'd say basic sort of campaign elements. Right, so we're going to add a progress tracker and a goal. We'll have a timeline, and we'll add in this module that shows you, sort of a donation history or feed, the way you might see, say, on GoFundMe, right? Like Nick donated $13 because I didn't get tacos. Now, the more overall strategy that's happening is that we are. What's happened was we had a bunch of interest around this. And so what we're doing, and there's so many people trying to raise money right now, so many different orgs that basically we are polarizing on doing two things. One is that we're building out sort of custom campaigns and products for partners. So we're talking to Live Nation, and we put up a page for Lady Gaga where she can come in and raise, and it shows things. We're creating something, say, for NBA players where they can raise money, or we're talking to, say, the UN, right? So basically, whether it's like companies, groups of influencers, or nonprofits who are trying to raise money for this, and a number of them are, and a number of them are really in high gear, we sort of shifted from the partnership stuff that we were doing before into the same sort of thing, but for groups, and then building out very specific kinds of things for people that want to do things. So you hear, of course, you could imagine that some Zoom would send this out and say, hey, you're not commuting, you know, but you are on Zoom, you can do this, and there's this sort of warm glow, or even say Lyft would do it, although they're struggling, right? There are these two kinds of companies, those that are doing well and those that are really struggling. But, you know, we can, as I said, we can build things for athletes and musicians, or build things for nonprofits who are trying to raise money or help people during this time. So we're doing that on one side. And then on the other, we're building out our own things that we think might grow organic. So we are thinking about something where you come in and it would help you schedule like a weekly call with your friends or family or coworkers, and you donate time to them, right? Or you donate, you know, when you go on a walk, you know, and you might see other people, although obviously we're all 6 feet away. And so, or say I donate when I call my mom. So we're doing that kind of thing. And so there's, I guess what's interesting, so, you know, a fine example is that we're about to release something to help people donate just some of their stimulus check. And so that's it has nice. Us in a funny position of like making things and being able to react and think about things that might really work. And we're all doing this sort of powered by momentum, but putting them up as their own campaigns and own products. Or, you know, seeing what's happening out there and who's looking for help.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, let's say a third party, whether it be a musician or a sports player, could have a white label version of Momentum.
That's right.
And it's just powered by Momentum to them. That's right. There. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so now, for example, that we have a web app and all of this, it makes it very easy for us to do that.
So, for example, where Headspace just went public with giving free Headspace for first responders for meditation, any of those, let's say, first responders, or let's say it was in Britain, the National Health Service could say, we are going to donate a percentage of the of what would have been saved by having to pay for Headspace to some good cause.
That's right. That's a fine.
That doesn't make sense for me. For me, that was not a good example, because the NHS, they would be the recipients of it. So, but yeah, sure. I take the point. So,
but yeah, you could do that. You could do, when you meditate for 10 minutes, you give to those first responders. Headspace could put out and say, hey, you're not doing these things. You can calculate and donate this. So Cancel Corona is sort of one take on all these things, right? The stimulus check thing is just a wholly different kind of thing. And the other funny thing that's happened to us is that we're now working with a team of about 40 volunteers. Like, so a bunch of things happened. It felt very similar to me after 2016 and the Trump election. There was quite a bit of movement, people getting on Slack, something called Action Alliance sprung up. Out of that came Indivisible and Swing Left. And this felt very similar. Something called Help with COVID came up, a database of people looking to volunteer. And now we are working with a bunch of aligned copywriters and designers and engineers and just people who have come out of the woodwork. And we feel sort of really grateful for working with a bunch of people. And like, this is, it's just been an amazing experience, actually. So it suddenly feels very different what we're doing.
I've got a call this afternoon with Cheerity. I think, I don't know if I've told you about them before. They're a social media platform that encourage sharing of actions people take. They worked with the UN on the Act Now campaign.
Interesting.
And they've put together a platform for sharing things you're doing around positive COVID behaviors, like distancing, staying in, washing your hands. It would be really interesting for us to connect what you're doing on with Momentum to that. Maybe we'll do a little follow-up after this, and I can show you the platform.
Yeah, let's chat about it. That sounds super interesting. We're seeing that kind of a thing pop up and realizing that for us, we work as a really good connector for this, right? We're talking to vote.org, and there's issues around what's happening with the election, and and we're able to kind of bring together different people and tie existing actions to donations or amplify what people are already doing.
Did you do anything around that Estonian initiated global hack last week?
No. Oh, yeah. I didn't actually know. I had heard a bit about it, but no, we didn't do anything there. We were affected by it just briefly, because now we have all, you know, now since the platform is across all of these different in these different places, I think some of our WordPress stuff was affected, but yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. And what about the UN's call for creatives? Did you do anything with that?
We're talking to them. So we saw that really early in a PowerPoint that was shared with us from somebody. We have a group of volunteers over there in the UK who were associated with it. And so then basically traced it down and are now talking with the people that are running that. And actually in their early deck, they had said, you know, we're looking for creative donation ideas, like you should donate your commute or donate your coffee. And at that point, we had just put this up. I guess all of this is so recent, of course, but it's super aligned.
That's fantastic. So once people start to do this, when will the tracker go live that we can then start to see what's actually happening?
It'll be mid next week. There'll be more stuff in there, and then there'll be this sort of a series of other things that we release as well. So we'll maybe make a repository for it all, or maybe they'll live on our website.
And if any, let's say, influencers, sports people, or NGOs and charities want to embrace your white label and platform, how would they connect with you?
You could just send us an email. It's nick@givemomentum.com. We have a whole team on it now, so great.
That's cool. And where are the and how are you using and managing these volunteers?
We basically replicated what we've been doing for the company. So we have a new set of Trello boards, a new Slack, a new Drive, and we split them up into teams. We have a sense, you know, everyone's distributed, of course, and so various time zones. And now we created some team leads, and you know, we basically built out a structure that you'd use in this case for a larger group of people. Although what's funny is that it's, you know, people in different places and different time zones, and so it has been it's been quite an experience onboarding 40 people in a week and a half into what we're doing and having people work together in a coordinated way. But it's felt wonderful.
Yeah, I'd love to. Be great if you could add us to the Trello board.
Yeah, of course.
To see if there's anything we can do with our network. The other thing as well is I'm really good friends with the head of content production at Peloton.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Peloton have just released their app for free for 3 months during COVID. So there's a lot of money sitting there that people would be spending.
That's interesting. And they're not biking, they're not commuting. And of course, we can do things based off of their own Peloton activity. So that's interesting.
Maybe I have to have a wee chat there. Okay.
Great. Cool. So I need to hop now.
I know you do, yeah. But that was a nice short and sweet and to the point. So we'll share this. We'll put it out on YouTube. We'll get it out on the podcast later today. And look forward to following up, Nick.
Yeah, that sounds great. And as I said, I'm happy to chat again later this afternoon or tomorrow. And I'll definitely get you into the Trello so we can just communicate offline.
Yeah. Well, I definitely wanted to connect you with both Jackie and Ed at Charity as well. So we can get that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that's super interesting.
That's cool. And say hi to Ari and Ivan.
I will.
Your partners. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Okay, cheers.
All right. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.